Get ready for a journey that will absolutely sweep you off your feet. We're diving into an amazing exploration of Portugal's highlights. It's packed with vibrant history, stunning landscapes, just incredible.
That's right. Think of it as this incredible adventure, really crafted just for you. We're talking iconic cities, breathtaking regions. It's much more than just a quick look.
Okay, so let's picture this. You arrive, you touch down in Lisbon, the fabulous capital. What happens right then?
Ah, that first moment. So you land, and your private driver is right there waiting. No hassle. Straight to your hotel, get you checked in nice and comfortably.
Nice. And that first day, there's some freedom baked in.
Absolutely. The rest of that day is completely yours. You can step right out into the magnificent city center, explore a bit on your own, maybe find a great little restaurant for dinner, or honestly, just kick back and relax in your room after the flight. It's up to you.
Sounds perfect. Then day two, things get a bit more structured.
Yes. After breakfast, that's when you meet your expert guide. You're ready to really dive deep into what makes Lisbon tick, the history, the sights.
So it's a walking tour, getting you right into the heart of it.
Exactly. A panoramic walking tour.
Yeah.
You're not just seeing things. You're hearing the stories, like Restauradora Square.
Right, with the big obelisk.
Yeah. Commemorating Portugal's independence from Spain back in 1640. A really pivotal moment. Your guide brings that history to life.
In Lisbon's hills, I hear you take a funicular.
You do. Up to Barro Alto. And from there, wow, the views are amazing. You look out over the Moraria district, see São Jorge Castle perched up high. It really gives you a sense of the city's layout.
Then you explore Chiado, I believe.
Mm-hmm. The charming Chiado neighborhood. It's described as just full of old cafes, interesting shops, theaters too. A real cultural vibe there.
Okay, and then heading down towards the river.
Precisely. Down to Baixa, you'll walk through Rocio Square, and this is where you learn about the huge 1755 earthquake. I mean, it leveled the place.
And they rebuilt it completely differently, right?
They did. A planned grid system, really forward-thinking for the time. You'll hear all about that reconstruction, then it's on to Alfama.
Lisbon's oldest district.
That's the one. You get to admire Sea Cathedral, the city's oldest church. Wandering those narrow, winding streets, it feels ancient.
And the tour wraps up where?
It concludes down in Commerce Square, right on the waterfront. Historically, that was the grand sea entrance to Lisbon. After that, back to the hotel, and the rest of the day is yours again.
But there's an option for the evening, something musical.
Ah, yes. If you're interested, there's an optional private tour, a fado show with dinner. It's about 4 hours, a real immersion into that uniquely Portuguese music. Very soulful, all about longing and fate, you know.
Sounds intense and beautiful.
Yep.
Okay, day three moves outside Lisbon.
It does. After breakfast, you meet your driver guide for a trip to Sintra, UNESCO-listed cultural landscape. It's famous for these kind of fairy tale castles and just gorgeous scenery.
Pina Palace is the big one there, right?
It is indeed. You'll visit Pina Palace. Well, you see it from the outside, take a shuttle bus up.
Yeah.
It's quite something. So colorful, almost unreal. You get free time there to just soak it in, take amazing photos.
And there's some choice involved. You don't have to do pena.
That's right. There's flexibility.
Wow.
Instead of pena, you could opt for Colus Palace and its gardens, or maybe a Judah Palace. Different styles, different histories. And you'll have some free time in Sintra for lunch, too. That part's not included, so you can pick your own spot.
Got to know. Then you head back towards Lisbon, but to a specific area.
Yes, back towards the city to explore the Belém Quarter. This place is just steeped in the history of Portugal's Age of Discovery. It's where the voyages began.
So what are the must-sees in Belém?
Well, you'll admire the Jeronimos Monastery from the outside. It's a masterpiece of that unique Manueline style, funded by the riches coming back from the voyages. Then definitely photo stops at the Belém Tower.
The iconic one by the water.
Exactly, the old guard tower. And the huge monument to the discoverers, paying tribute to all those explorers, it really tells a story.
Wow. That sounds like a powerful connection to history. Then back to the hotel.
Yep. After soaking all that in, you're transferred back to your hotel. Evening's free again.
Now, day four sounds fascinating. Something about fishing heritage.
Ah, this is great. It's about exploring a side of Portugal's culture that's maybe less famous, but absolutely vital. Traditional fishing.
So where do you go for that?
You head out with your guide driver to Fonte da Tela Beach. There's an old fishing village there. You actually get to learn about how the local fishermen live, their traditional ways, the techniques they use. It's very authentic.
And the scenery changes after that.
It does. You continue driving along the coast, heading towards the Orobita mountain range. The views from there, looking out over the Sado estuary.
Yeah.
Just spectacular. It's considered one of the world's most beautiful bays.
Sounds breathtaking. And there's a food element to this day, too.
Oh, absolutely. A real highlight. You're taken to Setúbal. It's home to the Livramento Market, which is apparently famous for this huge variety of seafood. And then, the best part, lunch at a traditional family-run fisherman's restaurant.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, you get a delicious, really typical Mediterranean meal, fresh from the sea you've just been learning about. A proper taste of the coast.
That sounds amazing. A really well-rounded day. Then back to Lisbon again.
Back to Lisbon, rest the day free, then day five is a travel day, moving on.
Right, a new chapter begins. So check out from Lisbon after breakfast, where to next?
You head north to Coimbra.
Yeah.
Upon arrival, you check in your hotel there. The evening's free to just, you know, get your bearings in this new city.
And Coimbra itself, what's the focus on day six?
Day six starts with exploring Coimbra after breakfast. You check out, meet your guide, and dive into the city's highlights. Coimbra is important. It was actually the medieval capital of Portugal for over a century.
And it's a university city too, right? The oldest.
Yeah. Exactly. Home to Portugal's oldest university. So it has this amazing mix, monumental history, but also this vibrant scholarly feel. It's quite charming, apparently, overlooking the Mondego River. The university itself, especially its Baroque library, is meant to be stunning.
This sounds beautiful, but you don't stay in Coimbra.
No. In the afternoon, you shift gears again. Your driver takes you to the train station. Then it's a comfortable train ride further north, up to Porto.
Ah, Porto. Often called the most romantic coastal city. What's the arrival like?
Your driver meets you right at the Porto train station, takes you to your hotel. You quickly drop off your bags, and then you don't waste any time.
Oh, straight into exploring.
Yep. You meet your guide for a welcome walking tour. You'll walk from the Palacio de Bolsa area towards the famous Luis Arboat Bridge, get your first taste of the city.
And I think I know what comes next in Porto.
You probably do. As a highlight, you walk to a winery for a classic port wine tasting.
Perfect Porto introduction.
Exactly. What better way to arrive? After that lovely intro walk and tasting, you'd back to your centrally located hotel, check in properly, and the rest of the day is yours.
Okay, so day seven is all about Porto then.
All about Porto. After breakfast, you meet your guide again for a really exhilarating walking tour, covering the main landmarks. Porto's historic center, you know, along the Douro River estuary, is actually a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's one of the oldest in Europe.
What are some of the key stops on that walk?
Well, definitely the iconic Lello Bookshop, famous, apparently the oldest in Portugal, stunning inside. You also see monuments like the São Bento Railway Station.
With the amazing blue tiles.
Those are the ones. The Azulejos, incredible panels showing historical scenes, plus the Porto Cathedral and the intricate San Francisco Church. Lots to see. Then back to the hotel, free time again.
Day eight sounds like a showstopper, the Douro Valley.
Oh, absolutely. Get ready for breathtaking. After breakfast, it's a full day tour with your guide driver into the Douro Valley wine region. It's another UNESCO site and often called the best river destination in Europe. It's where port wine comes from.
Where does the tour take you within the valley?
It starts in Amarante, a historical town. You'll see its impressive old bridge and the São Gonçalo Church. Then you stop in Régua, which is really considered the hub, the center of the port wine region.
And the main event, the wine tasting.
Definitely the main event.
Mm.
As a true highlight, you're taken to Quinta do Sexo. It's a Sandeman property, and apparently the view from the top of the mountain looking over all those terraced vineyards. It's just amazing.
Wow.
And you get to taste the wine right there, plus enjoy lunch. It connects everything, the landscape, the process, the taste.
That sounds unforgettable. Does the route continue after that?
Yes. The drive itself is part of the experience. You travel along one of Portugal's most beautiful roads to the little town of Pinhel.
What's special about Pinhel?
The railway station. It's famous for its beautiful azulejos, those blue tin-glazed ceramic tiles. They often show scenes from the wine harvest and local life. It's like art telling the region's story.
Tiles telling stories. I love that. Then back to Porto.
After that incredible day, yes, back to your hotel in Porto for your final evening there. Rest of the day at leisure.
Okay, almost at the end. Day nine explores another region, Minho.
That's right, Minho. After breakfast, your guide and driver take you there. It's known as the greenest region of Portugal. Think amazing landscapes, rich cultural heritage, authentic crafts. It has a really unique feel, full of tradition.
And you visit specific cities there.
You do. First, Braga. It's the ancient capital of the region. You'll visit its incredible 11th century cathedral. Entrance tickets are included, and see the sanctuary of Bom Jesus. That's the one with the amazing Baroque staircase going up the hill. Very impressive.
And after Braga.
Then you head to Guimarães. This is really special. It's known as the cradle of Portugal, where the nation was essentially born.
Wow. So lots of history there.
Loads. You explore its old town, which is UNESCO listed, like stepping back into medieval times. And you visit the Palace of the Dukes. Tickets included for that, too, getting a glimpse into early Portuguese royalty.
A journey through Portugal's origins. Then back to Porto one last time.
Exactly. After that deep dive into history and Mignot's heritage, you're transferred back to your hotel in Porto. Final evening free.
And day 10. That's departure day.
That's the final day of this amazing tour. After breakfast, your driver takes you nice and smoothly to the airport for your flight home.
We hope you have a safe flight.
Absolutely.
So looking back at this whole itinerary, it's incredibly well-structured. You've got the fantastic hotels and great locations, those expert-guided tours giving you all the context.
Mm-hmm. And the daily breakfasts, entrances included for key sites like Braga Cathedral and the palace in Guimarães, all the transport between cities, sorted train tickets, drivers.
Plus the airport transfers, that support team. It really seems designed to be seamless for you, the traveler.
It really does. You've essentially journeyed through the heart of Portugal, Lisbon's hills and history, Porto's riverside charm, the stunning Douro Valley, the traditions of Mignot, the echoes of the Age of Discovery.
You've really immersed yourself in the culture, the history, the sheer beauty of it all. And, you know, if you're not ready for it to end.
Ah, yes. There's often a recommended extension, perhaps down to the Algarve, the beautiful southern coast, something your specialist could certainly tell you more about if you wanted to keep exploring.
Definitely something to consider. This whole journey connecting ancient routes, that incredible seafaring past, the food, the wine, the landscapes. It really paints a picture of Portugal's soul, doesn't it?
It truly does. So as you think about everything we've just walked through, what part of this adventure really sparks your imagination the most? What does it make you curious to discover next?